Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Tom Tiffany, Congressman Tom Tiffany is in the house. I wish I could say the Allman Brothers are joining us. They're joining us on our computer. Thanks for joining me in the studio this morning, Congressman Tiffany. How are you?
It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, I always enjoy having an in-studio guest, and the only thing that would make it even better would be if it were Friday today. Oh, that would be great.
We're getting close.
Yes, we are. Most certainly we are.
By the way, we're going to follow up Whipping Post. If we do well here in November, and I think we're going to do well, we're going to change this to another Allman Brothers song, and that's Revival.
Yes, absolutely. And boy, do we need one. What is it, 32 days or something until the midterm election?
Who's counting?
Yeah, well, I think some people might be. We're hoping that we'll prevail. So let's talk about, I'm sure on your way in, obviously, anytime anybody has to make any kind of drive anywhere, you think about, well, you look at to make sure you have enough gas in your tank. And I drive by the gas station every day. And I usually, I don't say a curse word, but I do say, let's go Brandon when I drive by the gas station, usually, at least frequently I do. It's over $4 a gallon, Tom.
We're back up above $4 a gallon. Failed energy policy by the Biden administration. Very first action Joe Biden took on January 20th, 2021, was to shut down Keystone XL. And it wasn't just to shut down Keystone XL. It was to shut down all fossil fuel energy projects. And the promise Joe Biden made the country back in as candidate Biden in 2020, he's fulfilled that commitment to America, hasn't he?
Well, he's really united the country, isn't he?
Yeah, but it's a clear message for those people that may have thought, okay, it's going back down to $3. You know, it was just a temporary thing. They're finding out now, no, this is not temporary. What they're seeking to do is for the brain trust on energy in the Biden administration, this is what they want. They want high fuel prices because that is the only way they can justify the green fantasy,
right,
to take people to windmills and solar panels that are made in China with slave labor that are intermittent power only on 20% of the time here in the upper Midwest. And it simply doesn't work, and we are seeing it. But, you know, if you caught the news segment that was cited, Chris cited the Wall Street Journal, the Biden administration has went to Venezuela now and said, hey, Chevron, we want you to drill in Venezuela and bring it home here. I mean, it is
just... What a bunch of hypocrites, huh?
It is just nuts that you would say, let's get it from another country, including a socialist country who detests us in Venezuela, and you want to get it from there and not from your own people in America who you don't have to beg as he did with the Saudis. Now he could, I mean, he can just get it here. Ask the American people to do it. They'd be happy to do it.
Well, and, you know, I think it's the whole not in our neighborhood. That's how they can justify it.
Yeah, you know, I think another important point here, I mean, this is a huge embarrassment is what is happening, because what the Saudis did in the last couple days is they said, this is payback, buddy. You went and trashed us 2 years ago in the election running up to 2020. And now the smart foreign policy people were taking over, right? Not those Trumpers that don't know what they're doing. Now we got the smart people handling foreign policy. This is what we get. The Saudis are saying, you're going to trash us. You're going to treat us like this. We have leverage because you refuse to produce it in your own country where you could have energy independence. Well, you're going to pay the piper. And guess what? The American people are getting hit by this. It is a complete failure in regards to foreign policy, domestic policy, having affordable energy for the American people. It will continue to fire inflation. I mean, it's one of the number one causes of inflation. And America is never prosperous when we have high energy prices. I mean, it is a complete failure by the Biden administration. I think between $4 gasoline and people are about to take a look at their statements for their 401ks, their pensions, and everything else, and they're going to go, whoa, what happened?
Well, and let's talk about just the cost to heat our homes this winter here in Wisconsin. We're going to feel it. You know, sometimes, you know, I don't wish for cold weather because I feel like our winters are way too long already. But, I mean, if we can have perhaps a few weeks of cold weather, and maybe people will get their statements from WPS that show how much more it costs to heat their home during this month. Well, then maybe that will give them some instruction about who they should be voting for on November 8th.
Yeah, get ready to take a look at your natural gas bill. For those people that heat with propane, which I do, a lot of people do. In fact, I think the 7th Congressional District, I was told by the National Propane Association, we have the largest number of users of propane in the 7th Congressional District in Wisconsin. First of all, we're way up north, right?
Right.
And but we're largely rural, and a lot of the natural gas lines don't get to people who live out on those back roads. And so I paid 80 cents a gallon 2 years ago, paid $2 a gallon just a couple months ago, or excuse me, a couple weeks ago. And so I think we paid about $1,000 to heat our home that winter. We're probably going to pay $2,500. But think about it. That's all of our friends and neighbors also. They're going to get hit by this same thing. They're going to pay at least double. And some people will probably have to make the choice to turn down their thermostats this year rather than having it at 68. Have to take down 62, 65, something like that, because they can't afford it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to have to scale back somewhere. Mm-hmm. And if it's not on their on their heating, they're going to, I mean, maybe they forgo food or celebrating Christmas or Thanksgiving as they once would have.
And if people think that the progressive Democrats are going to let up on this, all you got to do is look at line 5. There's a that's the pipeline that runs from Superior all the way over to the Mackinac Straits. It provides the oil, natural gas, other things for refineries in the upper Midwest. I mean, it is a major pipeline. It gets all the way over to southern Canada and feeds pipelines over there and the people in southern Canada. So it's a very important piece of infrastructure. There's a permit that's waiting on the Department of Natural Resources desk to be completed to reroute it around the Bad River Reservation up in Ashland County. And Enbridge, the owner of the pipeline, they were kind enough. They said, okay, Bad River Tribe, you don't want this through your reservation. We'll reroute it. Well, the Evers administration will not approve the permit. It's sitting on the DNR's desk. And at some point, this is going to become a really big problem. The other thing the Biden administration just did in the last month, and we wrote a letter about it from my office, is they're trying to stop the Nemadji Trail project from being completed up in Superior. That is a natural gas-fired electricity plant. It would be an investment of nearly $1 billion, and it would replace some coal-fired plants so that we would produce electricity with clean-burning, reliable, affordable natural gas. Well, the Biden administration has come in and said, no, we don't want that either. They're trying to shut that permit down as we speak. It is nasty stuff that they're doing to the American people.
Well, it just seems as if they're just trying to create this never-ending series of miseries for the American people. And, I mean, I say this often on this program. I truly do not understand why anyone would want to vote for a Democrat in light of where we are today. Just 2 years after, not even 2 years after Biden was installed in the White House, and 4 years of failed leadership under Tony Evers.
And, you know, as much as people say, we'd like to have bipartisanship, we'd like to have you work together, I've seen it out in Washington, D.C. in the 2 short years that I've been out there. Nancy Pelosi doesn't take up any of our bills. She just brings the bills forward, sometimes runs them through committee, oftentimes does not. But if you want to look at a clear example of this, how the loyalty lies to the leadership in the Democrat Party, Ron Kind, who is supposed to be, you know, Mr. Bipartisan, 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, he's retiring this year after 26 years.
Derek Van Orden's going to replace him, thank God.
In 2018, in the vote for Speaker, Ron Kind said, I cannot vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker. She's too polarizing. She doesn't represent the center where I'm at, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's reelected in 2020. Who does he vote for Speaker?
Of course.
Voted for Nancy Pelosi because she needed every Democrat because of the close margin that we have in the House of Representatives. She needed every vote. So what did Ron Kind do? He was no longer Mr. Independent. He voted for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. And this is what we get. So when the chips are down, mm-hmm. when that decision has to be made, they just follow along with their tribe. And their tribe is the progressives at this point. AOC, mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, that crew, they run the show out there at this point.
Well, speaking of aspiring tribe members, I guess you would say that Mandela Barnes is someone that is looking to join forces with AOC. So yet another reminder about how important it is that we get Senator Ron Johnson reelected.
There is no more important election in the United States of America this year than right here with that U.S. Senate race. And there's such a clear choice. And you really see, you know, for those of us that follow these things, you know, you see the polling moving against Mandela Barnes. I actually think his numbers are being pushed down at this point as people figure out who he truly is. So think about the last 2 years with COVID, January 6th, and all the rest. And Ron Johnson has been trashed day after day, right? We see it day after day. Has there ever been a story that was negative towards Mandela Barnes?
Well, not in the mainstream media, that's for sure. But, hey, I do my part.
You know, very seldom. But now the voters are finding out who he really is. And so he was largely undefined up until about 6 weeks to 6 to 8 weeks ago. Now the Wisconsin public is finding out who he really is, that he requires the highest level of security, including going down to Chicago for whatever he's doing down there as a lieutenant governor. Yet he demands security, but he wants to defund the police. Mm. You know, okay, security for you, but not for us.
Right, yes.
And people are really seeing that double standard at this point.
Right, and that's, we have a sound effect that's Democrat double standard. I'll spare you of it this morning. But yes, we just talked about, Chris and I talked about this during the Wisconsin Morning News. Our mailboxes are always full of these campaign literature. And for some reason, I get something from Mandela Barnes. And there's really nothing in it that talks about his qualifications because he's not qualified to run for United States Senate. Frankly, he isn't even qualified to be lieutenant governor. But he talks about how he grew up in a middle-class household, and he shares our story and shares our values. I don't believe that he shares Wisconsin values when he and Tony Evers have said that they want to release 50% of Wisconsin's prison population, and some of whom are the most violent criminals in our state's history. That to me doesn't represent the values of the citizens of Wisconsin.
You know, at the top of the hour, Chris shared with us the story about the Waukesha Christmas Parade mm-hmm. trial that's going on right now. There could be no better reminder of what is happening and what Mandela Barnes stands for. He wants to have low cash bail or no cash bail. That's what Daryl Brooks got out on, was low cash bail. And the Milwaukee district attorney, he went right along with it and said, yep, we're going to do that. Six people were dead in Waukesha County last year at a Christmas parade as a result of this week on crime that Mandela Barnes supports. Mm-hmm. And it's gone on across America. I call it the defund the police movement. It's more than that. It's prosecutors not prosecuting. And it is causing great harm to Americans. And it's time to stop looking out for the perpetrators of crime first, but to look out for those people who may be the victims of crime.
Amen. We're going to take a break and return shortly after a few messages. Plus, we will roll right into the 8:30 news and then rejoin the conversation with Congressman Tom Tiffany. We may even have some time to take your calls. So hold tight. We'll be right back on WSAU Feedback.